The dugout and to the field, it's time for high school softball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
High school softball here on KNZA. We bring you a big East League showdown this afternoon in Seneca, Kansas. Nemaha Central and Silver Lake, Crittenden Prophet, Brandon Tamman, and Kirk Hillman with you. The lineup cards being exchanged by the head coaches in an early season important series, Crittenden, between both these two teams. Both these teams come in undefeated early on. Silver Lake, they are 4-0. Nemaha Central on the other side, the home team today, they are 6-0. Big early season contest here in the Big East.
Yeah, I'm going to reiterate exactly what you just said, Brandon. It is a big matchup right here between these two teams, and it gives an early projection here for Thunder for this season. We know that Silver Lake last year finished as their runner-up in Class 3A. They finished 24-3 on the season. So a team like that, you know, they're solidified as a good softball program year in and year out. And as the Thunder, you know, you're coming off a year where now you start 6-0. You're like, okay, how do we really sit? How do we really feel as a team this year? And I think you have a really good chance to really figure out how you stand and what adjustments you can make throughout the season with an early matchup like this one against the Eagles. And I think early on here, we're going to see a good pitcher matchup out between Garrity and Cook.
Yeah, we got a very good pitching matchup here. We'll dive into that as we continue on here. But starting with the home team in Nemaha Central once again, last year they went 9-10. They had a couple of games late in the season that were not able to be made up because of weather conditions. So didn't quite get the number of games they probably wanted to, but a 9-10 season a year ago, they went 7-5 inside the Big 7, of course, now the Big East League, and Silver Lake now being a part of this new league. But Crittenden, again, we mentioned they're 6-0 right now. Last year, they started 0-6. They returned 8 of 10 starters from a year ago, and they're off to as good of a start as they could have hoped.
Yeah, they got a great lineup coming here today with 3 seniors, 2 juniors, 4 sophomores, and a freshman here all just starting on this lineup. And I think when you kind of bring that, you know, level back, you bring a lot of experience and it trickles down the lineup. So being able to return that many starters here, I think, is going to do good for the program this year, especially upcoming years. But again, they play a good Silver Lake team who right now they are going to be starting as well 3 seniors. However, they have 5 juniors, so you'll see a little bit of an experience battle out there. So we'll see how it gets done for the Thunder.
Yeah, again, you mentioned the Silver Lake team got to the state championship game last year, but fell to Frontenac 3-0 and finished 24-3 on the year. We'll get to the lineups in the first pitch. It's Nemaha Central and Silver Lake softball, and it gets going after a timeout here on KNZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Lori Neiman, Certified Dietary Manager at the Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, all residents are treated the same, meals for everyone. We do our best to assure residents eat what they want from a full menu option, and they eat where they want with several different locations in the building to choose from. We have an always available menu with kiosks down each hall with refrigerators and microwaves for residents to eat and drink when they want at any time, day or night. Don't settle for less. Come and see what the Life Care Center of Seneca has to offer today. 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's Silver Lake Nemaha Central softball. We step aside for another timeout, and the first pitch is coming your way next.
The answer is yes.
That was terrible.
Yes.
your home deserves best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few.
Yep.
You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball here on KNZA. Clinton and Prophet, Brandon Tam, and Kirk Hillman with you. Let's get you the lineups here. Nebahat Central hosting Silver Lake. Battle of undefeated teams early on this season. We'll start with Silver Lake. They are 4-0. Kaylin Haney leads it off, the junior center fielder. Kira Lowry, senior third baseman, will follow in the two spot. Taylor Zordel, she bats third, senior shortstop. Batting in the cleanup spot is the pitcher and senior in Kendra Cook. Taylor Swigert is a junior catcher batting fifth. Savannah Wendy bats sixth. She is a sophomore left fielder. Memphis Platt, the junior DP, she bats seventh. Paige Hyman, the junior at first, she'll bat eighth. And Sailor Liggett, the freshman, is at second base batting ninth. The flex position and in right field is junior Michaela Connor. For Nemaha Central, a record of 6-0. They are 4-0. And Big East League play. Ava McKinley, a senior shortstop, will lead it off. Marin Heinen, a sophomore right fielder, bats second. Emma Hermish is a sophomore catcher, batting third. Reagan Garrity, the senior pitcher, in the cleanup spot. Alex Burkett, the sophomore second baseman, bats fifth. Sadie Haverkamp, batting sixth. She is the senior DP. Caroline Nordis, the sophomore first baseman, batting seventh. Kennedy McKee, the freshman third baseman, bats eighth. And batting ninth, Jordan Haverkamp, the junior left fielder, with the center fielder and in the flex position in junior, Natalie Hamas. Again, excited to bring you this one here today. Battle of undefeated teams early on in the Big East League slate. Crendon, Brandon, and Kurt all with you. We got a good pitching matchup, as we mentioned, as Nemaha Central, the home team, of course, out on the field first. And inside the circle is all-league performer from the Big 7 a year ago in Reagan Garrity.
Yeah, we mentioned that at the beginning of the broadcast here. Now we can really kind of dive more deeper into it. Garrity against Cook. Here's the pitching battle for Thunder. They got Garrity up there in the circle. See how she starts up here. And Cook, she'll be pitching up next in the bottom half of this inning. But again, it's going to be see how Garrity starts here.
Kaylin Haney, Kira Lowry, Taylor Zordel. Top three in the order for Silver Lake. Kaylin, of course, sensational basketball player, All-State. Keisha covered top 15 selection. In the 2025 season, the Eagles got to the state championship game but could not repeat. They fell up a little bit short to the Halstead Dragons just a few weeks ago in Hutch. But, of course, now the focus is softball. Haney steps in. Garrity lines it up. And the righty to the lefty. And we are underway. First pitch called strike. And here we go.
Haney already showing a slap here off the first pitch.
And he steps back in, a little bit closed on her stance. Back in the box, Garrity, the right-handed thrower. And the 0-1 pitch is slapped, as you mentioned, to the left side, and it perfectly falls in play. And a little hesitation rounding first and going to second and under the tag safely for a leadoff double. Crendon, I don't even think that ball got out of the infield, but heady base running by Haney, and she's in scoring position with nobody out.
Yeah, most of the time you see a softball player that far back in the box, you kind of expect them to go up for a slap, and, because they kind of need that movement there. Now you see Lowry, she's, up in the box, so she's looking to get a base hit here to maybe try to drive an RBI for Haney.
So a good start for Silver Lake. Haney, a leadoff double. She's at second base. Here is Kira Lowry, the senior third baseman. From the right side, first pitch swinging, high fly ball down the right field line, and right on the line it is caught by the right fielder in Heinen. She gets it in play quickly, and that is a big first out recorded for Nemaha Central.
you know, Haney's got great speed there at second base. So there's fortunate enough there for Silver Lake, just kind of, for Thunder being kind of a shorter pop up, because I think Haney really wanted to try to take off the third.
Silver Lake undefeated at 4-0. They've got two sweeps over Perry LeCompton and Holton. Trying to go to 5-0. Huge early season tilt here. This one is hit high and deep to left field. Backing up is Haverkamp right in front of the fence. She makes the catch. And Haney will tag and get to third. But that one hung in the air. There's not a ton of wind here today. Right in front of the 200 sign in left center. Haverkamp pulls it down for out number two.
Yeah, 55 degrees, 6 mph wind, just kind of breezingly out of the south. But I kind of just mentioned it before, Haney, she's got great speed. So the nice tag back to second, getting to third base, puts her in a good scoring position here with two outs.
So after Haney, a leadoff double, back-to-back pitches leading to a fly out to right and then a fly out to left. And Garrity has an opportunity to get out of it, but here's Kendra Cook. A cleanup spot, senior pitcher. Fastball taken on the outside corner for strike number one. Nemaha Central coming off a sweep on Monday, 12-3 and 11-1 victories against Royal Valley. Also have swept Clay Center and Riley County. No balls, one strike, no score, top one. Here's the pitch. High pop-up, right center field, shallow. And Hamas, the center fielder, comes on the edge of the grass to make the catch for the out. So a leadoff double does no harm, and pretty quick work from Garrity after that. We've played half an inning. No score here at Nemaha Central.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Silver Lake, a leadoff double in the top of the first, but three straight consecutive flyouts after that, ending the threat. So we head to the bottom of the first inning here in Seneca. Nemaha Central coming up for the first time against the strong senior pitcher in Kendra Cook, Ava McKinley, Marin Heinen, and Emma Hermish, top three in the NC order today.
I saw for the Thunder, Garrity kept a nice under 10 pitch inning. We'll see if Cook, well, can frankly Cook to start this one off early. Bottom of first.
Well, here is the senior in McKinley leading things off. No score, bottom one. Cook's first pitch is a fastball high, missing for ball number one. Mild conditions, not too breezy today. South of 60 degrees, so cool temps. Next pitch fouled away down the right field line. One ball, one strike here on McKinley.
It's all Silver Lake. They start things off with a nice slap for a leadoff. And here for the Thunder, McKinley has a good chance for leadoff here.
Open on the stance, batting from the right side. The 1-1 from Cook is a swing and a miss for strike number two. So one ball, two strikes. Lowry at third, Zordel at short, Liggett at second, Hyman's at first, Swigert the catcher. Wendy in left, Haney in center, Connor is in right for Silver Lake. There's a swing and a miss at a high fastball, and down goes McKinley for out number one.
Well, here Cook already here. She's keeping her pitch count low, looking for the strike zone, and going in with some nice fastballs here. Seen a couple of risers. We'll see how her arsenal continues to grow throughout this game, but she's already with a nice strikeout.
Yeah, I got McKinley there with the high cheese, and that brings up Heinen, the sophomore right fielder, batting from the right side as well. And Cook's first pitch is a swing and a miss for strike number one.
Yeah, really behind and under there by Heinen. You like to see maybe kind of tighten up that swing a little bit and also just a little bit of a fast reaction. But again, that's a great fastball there by Cook that she's been delivering early on.
Here is the 0-1 foul tip and into the glove of the catcher and Swigert. Now the count is quickly no balls, two strikes.
That time the bat location was good. Again, just another behind. The fastball right here is going at least about 60 miles an hour here for Young pitcher.
Here's the 0-2, and just caught a piece to stay alive is Heinen here. He's no balls, two strikes. And we talked in the pregame about Silver Lake, and 24-3 a year ago, they got to the state championship, but fell 3-0 to Frontenac in that title game. There's a pop-up here, another foul ball out of play, and the fans going home with the game ball there. Stays 0-2, so Heinen doing a good job, back-to-back fouls here to stay alive at that 0-2 count.
Yeah, she's worked it up to the fifth pitch now in the count, and you know, she's still in two strikes, no balls, but you know, you like this early fight here by Heinen. She's finally finding that contact on the ball.
See if she can put one in play. Here's an 0-2. There's the high fastball, but she stayed away from it that time, and it's one ball, two strikes.
And I think Cook is going to try to change up her pitch here, go for maybe a fastball to either a riser or maybe even a changeup.
The only other two losses last year, we mentioned Frontenac in the title game, but 6A qualifier Lawrence Free State and also 4A state champion of Wamego. Played some very good competition. Next pitch again missing. Heinen watched that one upstairs, 2-2. So Heinen putting together a battle here. No score, bottom of the first inning, one out and nobody on. Next pitch by Cook. Say swing and a miss. Good location there. And Heinen put up a battle, but back-to-back strikeouts to begin the bottom of the first.
Yeah, she went seven pitches in that battle right there. And she worked a nice back up to a 2-2 count. But then again, that fastball, that got her just a really late swing in there. And that time she was also under it, just like that first fastball we saw by Cook. So we'll probably see that a little bit more by her.
Here's the sophomore catcher, Emma Hermish, trying to get something going here in the home first. First pitch taken all the way and a called strike number one. Purple tops, dark gray pants for the home Thunder, maroon pants, and the we debated for about 20 minutes about the tops for Silver Lake, matte gold, a little tan maybe. Next pitch up and away, ball one. One ball, one strike here on, thank you, Kurt, appreciate that. Remnants of a little Dijon mustard is what I went with, but we kept that to ourselves until then. Next one fouled away, one ball, two strikes. So a chance here for Cook to strike out the side in the bottom of the first inning.
When they talk about mustard, that's really been it's all been behind this fastball right now from Cook. She's just been doing a real good. And she even kind of put more irony on it. It's been hard to catch up to it, so we'll have to see how Thunder reacts.
Here's a 1-2, another foul ball. Good swing there. Just got a piece by Hermish. Stays one ball, two strikes. No score here in the bottom of the first. Good pitching matchup early. Key season matchup inside the Big East. Both these teams undefeated so far. Silver Lake 4-0. Omaha Central 6-0. Another 1-2. In there. Called strike three looking. And Cook does, in fact, strike out the side. So nicely done by Kendra Cook. We have played one inning. Here in Seneca, no score between the Thunder and the Eagles.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
At HPM, we specialize in treating chronic pain caused by conditions like arthritis, back pain, nerve pain, migraines, and much more. Our goal is simple, to help you get back to doing what you love pain-free. Through this exciting collaboration, Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and HPM will deliver compassionate care and advanced treatments tailored to your needs close to home. Visit myhpm.com for updates and take the first step toward better living. Pain is real, but so is hope.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball today here in Seneca. Kernan Prophet, Brandon Tam, and Kirk Hillman with you. Silver Lake in Nemaha Central, no score. We go to the top of the second inning, 5, 6, and 7. And the Eagles order, starting with Taylor Swigert, the junior catcher, against Reagan Garrity inside the circle for NC. Garrity's first pitch of the second inning is a little bit high and away for ball number one.
Hey, Garrity did a nice job in the first inning, keeping the pitch count low, though it doesn't really matter a whole lot in softball. But still, you like to see the confidence rise here, try to look for more, some strikeouts and some good confident looks.
One ball, no strikes. And the next pitch is grounded foul, left side, one ball, one strike. Well, the Eagles got a leadoff double from Kalen Haney in the first, but
The next two pitches were two flyouts, and then two pitches after that, Kendrick Cook flew out to center field to end that threat in the first inning. So Garrity working around that leadoff hit very well. Here's a 1-1, and this one is hit well right center field, and that is going to drop in for a base hit. As Heinen got there to cut it off quickly, and just like the first inning, a leadoff hit here for Silver Lake here in the second. Well, the second hit of the day for Silver Lake, and Swigert is at first base with nobody out, and looks like we'll get a courtesy runner here for Silver Lake. Check the book. That'll be Peyton May, a freshman out there at first base now. So courtesy runner for Swigert at first is May, and she is there with nobody out.
It's going to be interesting to see how they try to advance the base runner. I feel like maybe in that first inning, you had a nice slap by Haney, then the rest were trying to just go swinging for the fences. So maybe just kind of look to advance the base runner here. We'll see.
Well, Garrity got around a leadoff hit pretty swiftly in the first. See if she can do the same here in the second. No score. Silver Lake here at Nemaha Central. Big-time softball matchup in the early parts of the season. So Garrity with the base runner at first. Nobody out here in the second. They'll show bunt. Puts it down. This was Wendy who played it beautifully, and it kicked away from the first baseman. That is going to be an error on Nordis, and everybody is safe.
Yeah, just like I mentioned, I think you just kind of want to maybe look to just progress the base runner, and Wendy just does that. I mean, you benefit off the error misplaced there by the between the catcher and the pitcher, but still, you advance the base runner, and you even get a chance to put yourself on first.
So Silver Lake now got something cooking up here. Two on and nobody out in the top of the second inning, and this brings up the junior DP, Memphis Platt. Very open on the right side stance. Garrity sets and deals. Swing and a miss for strike number one. Got her with a high fastball on that one. So a single and an error. Scott and the Eagles, two on and nobody out here in the top of the second, looking for our first run of the game.
Here he's just going to have to stay calm here and just keep pitching.
No balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. And now 1-1 here on Platt. Wearing jersey number 9 and batting from the right side. Nick Hamilton, the head coach for Silver Lake, coaching the third base side. And Garrity's 1-1 pitch on the way. Ground ball, fielded fair, tag at third for one, chance for two, but a low throw, and now it kicks away. So one out, but the other two runners are going to advance. So now second and third base. So the second error of the inning, but an out is recorded as Platt will reach on the fielder's choice, and then the error by the third baseman in McKee. So Wendy goes first to third, and Swigert's, or the courtesy runner for Swigert and May was tagged out at third. So now second and third with one out. Here is Paige Heinen. First pitch high and away for ball one. The defense not coming up too strong here in the second. Couple of errors. Now Garrity has to work around this issue here with runners at second and third and just one out.
Big RBI chance for Heinen.
Heinen sets and slaps it just foul, barely down the left field line. So one ball, one strike. Paige Heinen.
That was just a good foot away from clearing the just the bases, and then on Heinen, he didn't even get the second, but still you can see that. Maybe she's trying to hook that one out left.
One ball, one strike, one out, two on. Here in the top of the second, Silver Lake, Nemaha Central scoreless. Garrity sets and deals. Check swing, went through it, though, and it's a called strike, and it's one ball, two strikes. Garrity would love a strikeout here.
Yeah, it'd be your first in the game, and I think that would deal a little confidence. You were just one out in the inning and still a chance to keep things zero on the board.
And the runners at second and third, but a 1-2 pitch on the way. Ground ball, another foul. I want a little more left of the line at third. Stays 1-2 here on Paige Heinen. Runner at third, Savannah Wendy. Runner at second, Memphis Platt. One ball, two strikes. The counts on Heinen. Garrity checks the band, spins it on the right hip, swings and deals. And it's hit out into center field for a base hit, and that could score two. One run is in, hesitation on the throw, and that allows both runners to score. And coming through is Paige Heinen, a two RBI single, and the Eagles out to a 2-0 lead.
Yeah, that was a great hit by Hyman as a drop ball that was delivered kind of in the lower part of the zone by Garrity. And there's not a whole lot of speed on it, so it gave a lot of judgment time there for Hyman to pick it up and send it out to left gap field.
A well-placed ball there has given the Eagles an early 2-0 lead. Now here is Liggett, the freshman second baseman, and she is first pitch swinging in about the same spot, and it drops in past the diving center fielder in Hamas, and it's going to be a double. They'll hold the runner at third. So Hyman thought about maybe trying to score, but Coach Hamilton held her there, but that is a double for Liggett.
Yeah, ground rule double there, and pretty fortunate enough because, you know, just seeing Hyman, I think she was going to easily take to home and get that run and scored. But
so it looked like the ball, went underneath the fence, so they called it a ground rule double, so that is why Hyman was unable to score there. So a good inning being put together here by Silver Lake, particularly the bottom of this lineup, and now we flip it back up to the top of the lineup with Kaylin Haney. A runner at third in Hyman. Still only one out. Eagles out to a 2-0 lead.
See if she still goes for that slap like she did in the first inning, but I think she might look for a good hit.
Pitch by Garrity, just missing a little bit low and away for ball number one. Well, Haney started the game with a double, but three straight flyouts after that kept her stranded there in the first. Now she has an RBI chance here with runners at second and third. Next pitch, low and away. Good stop by Hermish to keep it in front. There's not a ton of room between home plate and the backstop, so if one gets away from the catcher, if you try to take home from third base, you got to get there quickly.
Well, Haney, she's looking for another slap hit, and usually you put your slap hitters at the top of your batting order here, so it could prove a good RBI chance as she already has one hit. Haney.
Here's the next pitch, a little dribbler to the right side. It's going to score a run. They get the out at first. So an RBI productive at bat for Kaylin Haney. Drives in a run on the ground out to first, and now Silver Lake's lead is 3-0.
And I don't think Haney's mad about that at bat at all. I think that's kind of exactly where she was looking for. When you're kind of looking for a slap, you're looking for something that's playable within the field. It's kind of hard for that with the drop in a spot that's away from defenders there. But, again, you get the run scored. Now you're up 3-0 in the inning.
Here's Lowry, the runner at third and two down. Silver Lake has scored three in the inning, and the first pitch taken for a called strike number one. Lowry flew out to right in her first at bat last inning. First down of the game, and now a chance with a runner at third and two down. Hyman drove in two with a single, and Haney there with an RBI ground out. So now this is hit high and deep, center field but playable. Hamas, two or left, makes the catch, backing up a couple of steps to retire the side. A couple of errors didn't help Nemaha in that second inning of play, and Silver Lake took advantage. We have played 1.5 here in Seneca, and the Eagles lead it 3-0.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent, to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A productive top of the second inning for Silver Lake. They plate three. They had three hits. Two Nemaha Central errors led to one of those three being actually an earned run. They left one on base. So we head to the bottom of the second inning here in Seneca. Silver Lake 3 and Nemaha Central 0. Both these teams undefeated coming into it. Big early season doubleheader for both these teams inside the league. Here's Reagan Garrity leading it off for NC in the home second. Wide open on the stance on the right side. Big cut and miss there for strike number one from Kendra Cook, who struck out the side with ease in the top of the first.
Yeah, 3-3 down inning is well protected for Cook, and I think Cook, she's not going to take any heat off that fastball. She's going to look to just go straight delivery.
There's a little slow roller right side, fielded by Liggett at second over to first in time. So a ground out to second, and that's the first out here in the home second.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to play against that fastball there by Cook, and, you know, the timing is there. It just needs to get, you know, a little more perfected, especially where the bat location is. But Burkett, good chance up coming for the sophomore.
Here is Burkett, the sophomore second baseman. Steps in, batting from the right side. Cook sets and fires. Swing and a miss for strike number one.
And I'll sound like a broken record throughout this game, but that fastball is really hard to find there. And Burkett, again, she was under it and a little bit late on it. We also saw Heinen and Hermish kind of the same there. So, again, it's just about locating that fastball and getting comfortable with it.
And the 0-1 taken high for ball number one. Mentioned in the pregame that Nemaha Central, again, they returned 8 of 10 starters from last season's team that won 9 games, including 7-5 in the Big East, or now formerly the Big 7. There's a called strike on the outside corner, and now 1-2 here on Burkett.
And Cook went fastball, rise ball, now right back to fastball to get that to a 1-2 count. Be interesting what she tries to do here for her fourth pitch.
Kind of catching a routine here with how she's delivering these pitches and strategically placed, and that one a little bit inside, missing. 2-2.
Okay, look to play around the zone when you're in a 1-2 count.
Now 2-2. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss. There's the riser, and down goes Burkett. 4 strikeouts now for Cook.
And I mentioned at the beginning, the arsenal right now being showcased off by Cook is just amazing. The rise ball, drop ball, fastball, where she's able to place. I haven't seen a whole lot of change. Really, she's just been all about the heat, and you know, you can't really blame her. It's hard to track here.
Here's the senior DP, Sadie Haverkamp, takes a belt-high fastball for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Now, Cook's got a good groove going here in the early going. Retired the first 5, 4 of which gone down via the strikeout. The 0-1 is fouled straight back, and it's now 2-2. Well, we've seen kind of a rhythm, so if you're the hitter here in Haverkamp, you probably have quite a few things going through the mind about what Cook's going to deliver here on 0-2.
Yeah, possibly might be a riser, or she'll try to get you to chase. Regardless, Haverkamp's going to have to stay patient with it.
Here's an 0-2. And another foul ball out of play, and it was about a knee-high fastball there that Haverkamp just got enough of it on to foul it away. He's 0-2. Cook trying to retire the side for a second consecutive inning. Silver Lake a 3-0 lead here at Nemaha Central. The 0-2, this one put in play right side, fielded though by Liggett, and she records 2 of the outs at second base and another 3-up, 3-down frame for Kendra Cook. We have played 2 innings here in Seneca with Silver Lake leading this one 3-0.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is a perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank & Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank & Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-20 for a free quote.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball continuing here today on KNCA. Brandon Crendon, Kurt all with you here at Nemaha Central, where the Thunder trail Silver Lake 3-0 as we go to the third. Here's Taylor Zordel, number 3 in the order for the Eagles, and she takes a called strike on the outside part of the plate from Reagan Garrity.
From press, we didn't see Zordel just take a first pitch swing right there. Is back-to-back innings have been leadoff hits here for Silver Lake. But, again, Zordel, she's going to stay patient with it and try to make that 3 straight innings now.
Takes another one and thought it might have been outside, but the umpire says no go, and it's quickly 0-2. Zordel flew out to left in her first at bat in the first.
Now leading things off here with her team leading 3-0 in the third. But down 0-2 here on Garrity. Garrity sets and deals. And this is blasted well out of play and foul. Stays 0-2. Cook will follow Swigert after that here in the inning.
Yeah, change up, maybe looking back to towards that fastball here to get that KO strikeout. Again, maybe the first strikeout here for Garrity in this game, and I think that would boost a lot of confidence in there for
Silver Lake leading 3-0. Here's the 0-2, and that one's in the dirt for ball one. Took a little bit off on that pitch there, and Zordel was not fooled.
Yeah, it was a nice low pitch, and you were kind of hoping that Zordel might have thought it was going in the zone, but a little drop off there, and she recognized it and held off.
Here's a 1-2 by Garrity. Swings it through, and this is hit high and deep to left field, and looking and watching it sail over the fence is Haverkamp, a leadoff home run here in the third for Taylor Zordel, and the Eagles tack on. It's 4-0.
Well, frankly, you go back to that first inning where the Eagles had three straight flyouts. There was two of them that were probably roughly about maybe 30 feet away or 20 feet about from going outside the fences. So not huge surprise there. Zordel, who flew out to left field last time, she obviously likes to hook it that way. And this time she doesn't just fly it out there. She sends it soaring into the galaxy. And so it was a nice home run for her.
That was blasted well over the 200 sign and left, a leadoff home run here in the third by Zordel. And now Kendra Cook will step in. And she grounds the first pitch to the left side, fielded by McKinley. Throw to first in time for out number one in the inning. So a nice bounce back pitch there by Garrity, but certainly damage done here so far with the leadoff home run and now one out, nobody on for Swigert.
Yeah, it's just three straight innings that lead off with a hit for Silver Lake. So you can really tell that already they are feeling very comfortable today.
Swigert singled in her first at bat, stranded at third, or I should say got thrown out at third. On a fielder's choice play in that inning. Takes the first pitch called strike, and it's 0-1. So now four runs, five hits so far for Silver Lake in this one. No runs, no hits for Nemaha Central. Next pitch a little bit inside for a ball.
Well, Swiker, who did get courtesy ran in for May at first base, but again, she had a really nice single that got her to reach, and I think she has a good chance here to maybe try to repeat on a 1-1 count.
One ball, one strike, one out, nobody on here in the top of the third. Batting from the right side, and the next pitch, a little bit low and inside, two balls and one strike. Savannah Windy on deck for Silver Lake. Quite the run they had last season, getting all the way to the state championship game. They beat top seed and undefeated Holcomb in the semifinals 12-2. And they had a 10-0 win over Cheney in the first round of that tournament before losing to Frontenac in the title game 3-0. Another one missing. It's three balls, one strike here. Not Swigert. Garrity tries to settle in. Garrity sets. A little bit of a breeze coming through. The sun peaks, and this is hit well out to left field. Haverkamp tees it up, though. Makes a couple of steps in, and sun might have became a factor there, Crendon, on that one. Kind of hesitated and took a couple quick steps forward, but did make the catch for the out.
Yeah, like the high beams just coming out there on a night road. The sun just kind of beamed right as that ball went out to left field. And Haverkamp, again, great play there from her and outfield. She said really a nice job out there with the recognition on left and being able to defend it.
So now two outs for Savannah Windy. Reached on an error her first time up, came around to score. Now she pops this one a mile high in the infield, and that's going to be the second baseman in Burkett to get under it to make the catch. To retire the side, but a leadoff home run in the inning by Taylor Zordel, extending on the Silver Lake lead. It's now 4-0. We head to the bottom of the third inning here on KNZA.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands.
man's arse.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Big East League softball here on KNCA this afternoon alongside Crendon Prophet, Brandon Sam, and Kirk Kilman with you here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Two undefeated teams here early on, and right now Silver Lake on the road, a 4-0 lead as Kendra Cook goes back inside the circle facing the bottom three of the Nemaha Central order, starting with Caroline Nordis. First pitch fouled away for strike one, and the bottom of the third is underway. Kennedy McKee and Jordan Haverkamp will follow.
Right now, Thunder, again, they're looking for that crack of lightning for themselves. Back-to-back, three up and three down innings, just trying to find that first hit here against Cook.
And Cook fires an 0-1, just missed a touch high. And it's one ball, one strike. And she has struck out four and has retired the first six that she has seen here in this game. 1-1, popped up, foul territory, and out of play. And it's one ball, two strikes.
Like to see the young fans all calling their fort. Actually went off the top of the roof behind us. I think the roof might have caught that one.
The roof's got a big glove. Should be able to catch those. Here's a 1-2. Good eye there. It was that rising fastball that I've seen a couple of players kind of bite on here early on in this game, but Nordis did not, and it's 2-2. A 4-0 at Nemaha Central deficit here as they trail. There's a swing and a miss, and down goes Nordis. Five strikeouts now for Cook.
Yeah, again, Cook's just doing a great job delivering the fastball and, again, you know, changing up, you know, what her pitch is. And she's getting a lot of good calls from her coach, looking down at her, you know, pitch call there on her left arm there. And yeah, no, that she's been doing a great job of recognizing, you know, what pitch she should use when.
Here is the freshman third baseman and Kennedy McKee. Base is empty, one down, bottom three, Silver Lake four, Nemaha Central nothing, first pitch swing and a miss for a strike.
We'd love to see the freshman come up to bat and just take a high swing there at the riser. I know, again, it's a little outside the zone, but you like the confidence by the freshman to come up there and just look to swing.
Next pitch, called strike, knee high on the outside corner, and quickly McKee down in the count, 0-2.
And that was delivered right down the middle of the zone. I figured McKee, you know, after taking that first swing, but looked to try to go for that second one, so we'll see what she gets third.
Gets a bat on it and sends a looper out to shallow right center, and it drops in for a hit. Actually didn't even make it out of the infield. The second baseman and Liggett was playing a little bit far in, and it fell down for the first hit of the day for Nemaha Central.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, McKee came up, just a young freshman, though, but, you know, just the ability to go up there, take that first high swing. I know, again, it was outside the zone, you know, waited on the second one. It was a fastball down the middle, but that time goes, okay, you're going to try to give you the same pitch here, and I'll take the swing at it. She does, and you're like to see that confidence to soar and hopefully continue here in the lineup as we're at the bottom of the order here for the Thunder.
Now, here's Jordan Haverkamp, junior left fielder, number 9 in the order. Bounce from the left side with a runner at first and one out. Swing and a miss for strike number 1 on a heat on that fastball. But McKee at first base runner of the day for Nemaha Central. Right now, Silver Lake leading at 4-0. They scored 3 in the second and 1 in the third.
Yeah, it's been tough here for the Thunder. It's like being stuck in traffic. They're just constantly behind the ball there, and really they're just trying to look to get ahead, change lanes, and try to get some more hits. And, again, that hit from McKee should deliver a little bit of more confidence there on that swing on the fastball.
Haverkamp Jr. again has made a couple plays in left field. There's a swing and a miss, and quickly no balls and two strikes. Well, we've seen, at least through the early parts of this game, Cook, when she gets ahead in the counts, she just is hard to read, and she has had these hitters kind of on their heels. And there's a called strike 3 on the outside corner.
Yeah, you mentioned she's hard to read right there. Two straight fastballs. So what's she going to do on the third pitch? Well, she's just going to stick to the bread and butter there. Right down the middle of the zone, she slides to another fastball. I mean, really, you really can't predict her. She's just such a great job staying poised in the circle and with her pitch selection.
That is six strikeouts now for Cook. And now this one is laced. First pitch swinging is McKinley back to the top of the order, and that is a two-out single to keep the inning alive. And now two on and two out here for Heinen.
Andrew Thunder, and you're reading this a little bit, I think you just go up there and you just swing at the first pitch. I think the first pitch has been the one that's been the closest inside the zone to play. Mostly just been the right down Broadway fastball, and I feel like that's been the key to success here is, again, McKee was the one to get on first. McKinley, you know, same frame pitch right in the middle. I feel like even Heinen has up to bat here. She might even take a swing.
So here's Marin Heinen, takes one outside for a ball. Emaa Central trying to get on the board. They trail 4-0 here in the home third. They have two on and two outs here for number two in the order, and the sophomore right fielder in Heinen, who struck out her first time up. That one just missed the zone, and it's 2-0.
Yeah, good recognition here by Heinen. I mean, you see the just what the pitches have been like so far up to this point. She struck out last time, but you're nothing good.
Another foul ball out of play here, and it's two balls and one strike here on Heinen. The runner at second is McKee. The runner at first is McKinley. Cook has been very good here through the early going, and the first jam she's got to work out of here in this game. And a 2-1 is another foul. So now 2-2. See what Cook wants to cook up here on a 2-2 count, trying to get out of the inning with no harm done.
Yeah, we've seen her lay out the ingredients this entire game so far, and she's done a nice job bowling it right down the middle, so we'll see where she goes.
Two balls, two strikes, it's set, and then steps off the rubber. Gives a chance for Heinen to kind of reset here. Emaa Central 6-0 coming into this matchup. Silver Lake at 4-0. Here's a 2-2, just a bit high. So now three balls and two strikes. Pretty sure going up the line here, this is the first time for Cook to work a full count on a batter so far. Big 3-2 pitch here. It's on the way. And it's popped up in the infield, left side. This is going to be the shortstop who goes inside the circle, Zortle, to make the catch to retire the side. So Emaa Central finally getting a couple of base runners on, but Cook gets out of the jam. And three innings in, it is a 4-0 Silver Lake lead.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KNZA for the MSC Sports Radio Network, Crinan Prophet, Brandon Satman, and Kirk back in studio. We're here in the top of the fourth now. Silver Lake Eagles lead this one 4-0 in the head. They've had three straight innings where they led off with a hit. You had the double by Haney, the single by Swigert, and you had the home run, the last one, in the top of the third, down the top of the fourth. It's Memphis Platt to bat, Hyman up next, and Liggett at the bottom of the order to refine things out here for the Eagles, up 4-0. First one right down the middle for strike one. Again, still searching for her first strikeout in this first game is Garrity. Takes a look here at the pitch call, steps back up to the rubber, right foot lean forward. 0-1 count, next one delivered inside, swing and a miss. Now down on the count, 0-2 is Platt and the junior DH.
Yeah, Platt reached on the fielder's choice, got to second on an error, came around to score on the Heinen single in that three-run third.
Big inning that had two errors against the Thunder, leading the scores. This one fouled straight back, stays with the 0-2 count. Blatt steps out, now regains back in. Middle of the box. Soft dance, left foot lean forward and back. Wobble the bat. Now here anticipating the left foot leaned up. And Blatt, she looked like she was going to take the swing. She holds off and she goes down looking. And now Hyman up the bat. Now records strikeout number one here for Garrity.
Yeah, I think that's just a nice confidence boost for Garrity there. I mean, she had been close on a couple ABs early on in the game, trying to search for that first K. And you get it in the fourth, and the team's going to have the bats come alive. But Garrity's a very solid pitcher. Let's see if that kind of gets her going a little bit.
Hyman here hunching the bats. Nice lined gap left side. Picked up there by Haverkamp out in left field. But that'll go down for a base hit. A single for Hyman, and she puts herself on base. Not quite the leadoff that you're hoping for, but still a hit here in four straight innings now for the Eagles.
Now 2-for-2 is Paige Hyman. Two singles on the day. Of course, that first one, driving in two. She scored a run, so number 8 in the order for Silver Lake. Very productive here in game number 1.
Now they get here up the bat. Left-hand batter. Right-hand pitcher in Gary. This one outside the zone. Nice snag there, no, by Hyman, keeping it from getting behind her. And a good runner there on first, and Paige Hyman. Again, one out, top of the fourth here. 4-0 lead here for the Eagles. Bottom of the order, Sailor Liggett with the at-bat, steps in the zone, taps the bat on the ground, swings it back. White glove on the right hand, no glove on the left. Looks for the bunt, takes it down. Runner from first takes off. And they're going to get the out on first with Liggett, but that will advance Paige Hyman to second with two outs.
Well, Garrity, I think that bunt was put down kind of last second there, kind of caught maybe Garrity off guard, and that was a very close play at first, but just able to get the speedy Liggett out at first. It's a big second out, but now a single could add a run here in the inning.
And Kaylin Hyman, we've seen her ability to drop down a nice slap. Looks like she's already running up in the box, taking off. Hyman thinks about throwing to second base. It was Paige Hyman who was looking to try to get a steal to third. And two outs, top of the fourth, 4-0. Eagles, they've had four straight hits and four straight innings. Haney, this is their third time at bat. It's this strike. One ball, one strike for Haney.
And 1-for-2 with that leadoff double. Grounded out to first in the second.
Next pitch, fastball inside. Great slap left side, and that's going to be an error down by Haverkamp. Misplay off the glove, and that's going to score a run. Paige Hyman getting all the way. She took off from second, got the score to home plate. Haney again. She batted out to left field off the slap. It'll go down as an error just off Haverkamp's glove. So, again, there was two outs. That's why Hyman had such a great lead. She was just running, and that's all you can do as a base runner. And that was able to gift her a run.
Yeah, it's crucial there. That's one that Haverkamp knows she should have made in the glove and simply just popped out. And that now gives Silver Lake a 5-0 lead.
They're talking about now three errors in the game, looking to try to get the caught stealing on second, but no, Haney takes it.
Yeah, stolen base. Very good athlete, Kaylin Haney. And now, again, another base hit here, although that last one, not a base hit, but an error. Nemaha just needs to get out of this inning with no more harm done.
Here at the at-bat, Kira Lowry, the senior. 0-for-2 at the at-bat today. A runner on second with two outs in the top of the fourth. This one pops straight back.
Yeah, again, defensively, it's just not quite been there for Nemaha Central in this first game. Three errors that have led to, I believe, three of the five runs are unearned. And it's crucial in this game. You got to play well defensively, and so far the Thunder have not been quite up to par today.
Lowry on a 1-1 count, runner on second, two outs, top of the fourth, takes a chuck off this one. And now she'll go down 1-2 in the count. In the senior Lowry.
Yeah, knee-high fastball just laid on the swing and kind of just caught the end part of the bat there. And just enough to foul it back into the screen.
trying to keep the damage to one. In this inning, it was Paige Hyman who scored, scoring off the error. Charges a unearned run. Next pitch, fastball inside. It looks like just a little bit out. He'll now put it to a 2-2 count, evened up. Good recognition there by Lowry.
I don't think you want to allow Lowry to get on here because Zordel's on deck, and we saw her blast a moonshot home run her last time up.
And she's had back-to-back hooks out to left field. First time flew out, second time homered it with a rocket. 3-2 count, full count here for Garrity. Look to see what she does with the count. And we try to chase, try to find the fastball inside. Regardless, you do not want to allow a hit here. Garrity, she recorded her first strikeout in the game in the top of this fourth inning with the leadoff batter with Platt. Struck her out looking. Three-pitch count. All right, 3-2 on the way here for Lowry. Takes this one upstairs and away, and that's going to walk her. Now the bases load on first and second. Zordel is back.
Well, I know it's been a little bit more inconsistent for Garrity inside the circle, but that is the first walk issued today by either side.
Yeah, Garrity so far having allowed five runs. One walk. We're on first, second, two outs. Cracked left side, foul ball. Taylor Zordel, the senior, up to bat. It's three straight seniors here in the batting order from 2 to 4. I like to see that experience, especially there trickling down the lineup. Put your top hitters at the top to try to get the at-bat hot, and, well, they've done it today. Zordel, again, last time up, hit a home run as a solo shot. That led off the third. Here she's batting in back-to-back innings. Zordel, the 0-1, now goes down even farther on the 0-2.
Yeah, good location there on that off-speed pitch. Kind of broke away off the outer part of the plate. And that first one she fouled away, she was thinking fastball, and Garrity took something off. She was way out in front of it. Might have been just a little caught off guard by that second pitch called strike two.
Zordel takes a swing, chunk of it now popped up in the air, playable. It looks like two players ran into each other there,
yeah.
But again, nice catch by Heinen to end the inning. So an inning where, again, the Silver Lake Eagles are adding up another run. They're now up 5-0. Now we head into the bottom of the fourth here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Brandy Leiborger, Activity Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. Activities, community involvement. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we do whatever it takes to assist our community members with a home-like schedule. The Seneca and surrounding communities are very involved in activities, volunteering in our building by playing cards, assisting with math, communion, bingo, hosting rosary every day at 4 p.m., and so much more. Check us out on Facebook or come and see us today. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is also the bottom of the fourth here, a five-run lead here for the Eagles. They lead 5-0. The Thunder, they were able to get their first two hits of the game in inning number three in the bottom of it with McKee and McKinley. Here they try to respond down at large again by five as Cook, well, frankly, she's been cooking with six strikeouts here. No walks, no runs given up, and only two hits.
Yeah, she's been solid, no doubt. Just had that little bit of a jam to work out of in that third inning, but first and second were clean across the board, and she's been very good, for sure.
Emma Hermish taking that one down the left line, but then she's going to get thrown out by Lowry to Hyman on the ground out play.
Yep, goes down 5-3, one pitch, one out. Can really ask for anything else if you were Cook and Silver Lake. Again, they have been just the more consistent bunch here so far, and still a long way to go in this game, but Nemaha Central's got to rally and put some runs together.
Yeah, and they played very clean, no errors given up yet. Both in and out fielding, just being the ensemble catcher that has done so well to help out Cook. Well, they're going to get the strike here against Garrity. Garrity at the at-bat. Next up is Burkett.
Yeah, there was a check swing there by Garrity, originally called the ball, but then Cook looked over at the first base umpire who rung it up for a strike. Now she's down the count, 0-2, takes a swing at the fastball, but just behind late. Now, there hasn't been many at-bats for Cook inside the circle where she's fallen behind. She is really working ahead in the count, and that is a clear advantage.
First time up, grounded out, takes a third pitch for a ball. Now 1-2 count. Garrity here in the bob in the fourth. One out. Takes the swing. Gets a chunk of it and goes back. Now here's still a 1-2 count. Garrity trying to fight it. Looking for the first hit of this inning for the Thunder. Wide stance. Up in the box. High with it. And takes the swing and strikes out.
Yep, a little above the belt, and just Garrity could not get the bat around in time. Just way behind that fastball, and Cook another strikeout. Remember, she struck out the side in the first. She struck out one in the second, two more in the third, and, of course, one more here in the fourth.
Burkett now up the bat, the sophomore. Last time struck out in the second inning, so 0-for-1 in her at bat today. Takes a swing, fouls it off. Now here, down the count, 0-1 for Burkett. And already here again, the Eagles, they have forced already 2-3 up and 3-down innings, the first and second. And then in the third inning, just allowing a total of 5 batters to step up to the plate.
Yeah, just north of the bare minimum. I mean, Cook, 7 strikeouts, has an issue to walk. You mentioned the Silver Lake defense, no errors to this point, so just clean inside and out.
7 strikeouts on the game here for Cook. 1-1 count against Burkett, the sophomore. Haverkamp on deck. Norris in the hole. Quick look down at the pitch call. Delivered here by Cook. Fastball inside. Delivered well with some quality. And now there's a 1-2 count.
Now one that's just right about knee high, outer edge. I mean, that's just dang near impossible for a batter to get a bat on it.
Keeps with the fastball that time, trying to look to get a little bit of a chase there by Burkett, but Burkett stays patient. Now on a 2-2 count, all knotted up here.
That was a very similar pitch to the last one, just didn't quite catch the edge like the one before.
This one, nice hearty swing going out to left field. Under it and getting it down is Wendy, and that will take a trip now. The top of the fifth, it was a no-run, no-hit, no-errors in left-on-base inning for the Thunder. They are down 5-0 heading up into the top of the fifth. We'll be back right after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers 3 storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Top of the fifth here, Eagles with the 5-0 lead. Now batting Kendrick Cook, Taylor Swigert, and Savannah Wendy up to bat. Wendy, who again just ended the bottom of the fourth there, but again, Cook here up to bat. First one here.
You just can't give up much more if you're Nemaha Central. How Cook's pitching and how well their defense has played. 5-0 almost seems like a 10-0 deficit.
This one crushed left side down the line. Or not quite the line, but the gap. There's a line hit and picked up by Haverkamp. out in left field. That's going to be a base hit for a single for Kendra Cook. So not only is she cooking up on defense, but here now she gets the first ingredient for herself on offense.
Yeah, it's going to be a courtesy runner, of course, with Cook on the mound. So they're going to step in that courtesy runner there, and that's going to be Alessandra Gerber. We've seen a couple courtesy runners utilized by Silver Lake, but Gerber now the runner at first for Cook after the single.
I saw Peyton May come in for Taylor Swigert, who is now up to bat with, again, Gerber at first. No outs inning. That is now the fourth inning here for Silver Lake, where they have had a leadoff hit to start the inning for themselves. And now five straight innings where they've had a hit. First one for a strike here against Swigert.
A single to lead off the second, as you mentioned, for the five innings. They've had their leadoff man on. That's the recipe for a good day, and so far it's showing on the scoreboard.
Mid-50s, a good day indeed here. Not high wind, just 6 miles per hour. 1-1 count here against Swigert. On deck, Savannah Wendy.
Our first broadcast at Holton, that was not the case. It was 30, 35 mile an hour gusts.
Yeah, they were just a little bit more out of there.
Yeah, trying to blow us away, and nearly almost did.
No high winds here today, but this one a high hit left side. Haverkamp trying to chase it down, but it's going to go foul past the dugout on the left fence. 1-2 count now here for Swigert.
That was a mile high in the air. Mentioned the no wind, so playing deep, there was the left fielder and Haverkamp. Just needed that to be a touch up in the air just a second or two longer. Maybe would have had a shot at it in foul territory.
Yeah, so, like, they've had a lot of deep hits already in this game. One home run hit. Next pitch here, that one gap left side between short and third. Taking off to third base now is here Gerber, and she gets it to third. Gerber. Safe.
Yeah, so Gerber goes first to third. It'll be a single by Swigert, and then she gets to second on the throw to third. So back-to-back hits here in the inning. Looks like they're going to bring out another courtesy runner again for Swigert.
Substituting in Cadence Thompson. That's our third courtesy runner we've seen here today. The last time it was Peyton May who came in for Swigert. So Swigert now recording two singles on the day.
Yeah, been a nice day for the junior catcher and Swigert, 2 for 3, couple singles.
8 total hits here for the Eagles. They have done well for themselves, nearly in the double digits here.
Now, you can't have a big inning if you're Nemaha Central, because then you start looking at the potential run rule at 10 after 5. We're still a ways away. It's only 5-0, but you're a base hit away from making this thing 7-0. Just timely hitting, just finding those gaps, finding those spots, just smart at-bats here throughout the day for Silver Lake.
Well, with back-to-back singles that we saw from both Cook and Swigert, they both went between short and third. Just a nice hook to that left side. Now we're going to see a left-handed batter here with Savannah Wendy, so probably look maybe to right field for her. We'll see, but again, she's got runners in scoring position on second and third. No outs in the top of the fifth. 5-0 lead here for the Eagles. One just inside the zone there. 0-1 count down early, Wendy.
Of course, Silver Lake, Wendy was a big part of the basketball team, and boy, she had a monster semifinal game in Hutch where they beat Heston, what was a championship rematch from 2 years ago. She had 14 points and 4 threes in the second half of that game.
So many multi-sport athletes out here today. Of course, you have two very, very talented girls teams that don't just compete well and just softball, but also basketball and volleyball who, again, went all the way to the state championship game but fell short in volleyball this season. Trying to look to get the seal in third.
So, again, you mentioned Nemaha Central Volleyball. They got the state title this last fall. They lost to Halstead. Silver Lake going for the repeat in basketball. Who'd they lose to? Halstead. So you want to talk about a school and girls' sports that's having a good year. Talk about Halstead, the Dragons, both the
volleyball and basketball champs here in 24-25.
Well, you can agree on a common enemy here, and this one batted inside the dirt track and picked up. And oh, a missed throw there on the infield by McKinley. I'm not sure what she was really looking to do there, but that's going to be an error to score Garber. It looks like maybe she was trying to throw it to third base, but again, Garber, she was already on third. Gerber, she was already residing at third base. It was just kind of an off throw, and that'll let another error to score. So four errors in this game here against the Thunder.
Yeah,
and run, run.
It was just a simple pop-up to the shortstop, and you mentioned the courtesy runner Gerber at third. I mean, she was a little bit off, and the shortstop, McKinley, just thought about trying to throw her out, maybe catch her at third, but the throw just got to the fence, and now this is blasted.
Oh, this one. Rocket out left side, but Haverkamp, she's in front of it. Man, that one, you could see her back shoulder just hit the netting of the 200 fence. That will go down still as a sacrifice fly, as Thompson, who was the courtesy runner for Swigert, she was able to make her way to third base because of the error. So now two runs will score in this inning, and now again, the damage being dealt here with now seven runs on the game for the Eagles, two in this inning, and still a zero on the board for Thunder.
Yeah, Haverkamp just decides to let that one go. That would have been over the fence for sure. I mean, her back was against that fence and about shoulder high. Certainly took a home run away, but a sack fly makes it 7-0.
Nathan Yorter, Paige Hyman takes this one first for a swing, late behind and a little under as well.
Yeah, she's had a good day, a couple runs scored, two singles. Bottom of the order has been very productive for Silver Lake in this one.
All you can look for is your entire order to get going. You got to love when the bottom of the order can feed just as much as the top here, batted up high and getting under it nicely to make the play is McKinley. So despite the error, here she ends the inning, and the damage has already been dealt with two runs and two hits also in the inning for the Eagles, and also one run and none left on base. We now head up into the bottom of the fifth, 7-0 Eagles lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you planning to purchase or build a new home this year? Or maybe you want to unlock the equity in your current home to fund an addition or kitchen upgrade. This is Lynette Hiltebrand with First Heritage Bank, and our team of mortgage lenders are ready to find a solution that is tailored to your goals and financial situation. Whether it is new construction, a home remodel, or a purchase, we are here for you. Give us a call or stop by and let us help you get the home you deserve. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to MSC Sports Radio Network. You're locked in to 103.9 KNZA. Credit Profit, Brandon Satman, Kirk Kilman back in studio. 7-0 lead here for the Eagles. We're in the bottom of the fifth with the Thunder batting, still trying to get themselves on the board. As right now, they only have two hits on the game. They have had three up and three down innings. It has been kind of a struggle here to get themselves on. Right now, Sadie Haverkamp at the at-bat on a 1-0 count. Second one here for a strike. And now the Thunder, they're starting to feel a little bit of danger as the Eagles could maybe end this one in the sixth.
Well, they would need three, but that would also require Nemaha going 0 for here in this at-bat. But talked about the errors by Nemaha Central, the dominance inside the circle by Cook. It's just been a recipe for a Silver Lake win. The positive news for Nemaha Central, it's not over yet.
Never over till it's over. Here now on a 3-1 count, Haverkamp maybe looking for the walk here. It'd be the first walk contributed today from Cook.
Yeah, she's not worked a lot of three-ball counts. It's been rare.
She's done a great job there. She goes right back down Broadway, finds the strike, and now she fills it up on a 3-2 count. What's Haverkamp going to do, the senior DH?
Well, there's no reason to get too cute with it. I mean, you got the 7-0 lead. You just continue to find the strike zone.
There she goes, rise ball just upstairs and away, and Haverkamp will take to first. That is the first walk distributed here by Cook. And again, up to that point, she had seven strikeouts, and still have only given up two hits and no runs.
Now, here's your opportunity. Again, for Nemaha Central, you just got to keep the line moving. Be smart. Don't chase. Here, Caroline Norris. That's one nice bunt. That will advance the runner as the throw is on time to first. Nice little 1-3 there on the grounder. Haverkamp takes the advancement to second. It's going to take one more than run to try to get yourselves back in this game, even kind of despite that danger in the run rule territory. Still looking to try to have to climb a big mountain, a 7-0 deficit. I think that play makes more sense if this is a 1-2-run game, but I think 7-0, I mean, you can't be giving up free outs, I mean, because you're running out of at-bats, and you got to go up and swing away, but they will take the out to advance that runner to second base. Well, it's the freshman now up to bat, Kennedy McKee, last time up. She was down 0-2 on the count, but she got a nice base hit for a single. It was the first hit of the game here for Thunder. She cracks this one out left side, looking down the line. She drops it in for a base hit. Look at that, the confidence soaring through that freshman. You love to see it. She advances Haverkamp to third. McKee resides at first. So runners in the corners, wedges one out. Now you got to keep the line moving. That's what we talked about. McKee, nice day for the freshman here. 2-for-2, couple singles, and bounce up to Haverkamp here to try to get Nemaha's first run of the game here. Might be seeing a courtesy runner here. Well, you got Haverkamp, you got on base, the senior, you got the freshman, McKee, you just had the single, and now you look towards a junior here in Jordan Haverkamp. See if you can get all the classes here rolling toward the Thunder. And right now, a little bit of a getting a substitution in here. All right, so they're bringing out Haverkamp at third and bringing in Alexis B.B. DeShong, the freshman to run at third base. I'd like to see this opportunity here for the young freshman. Try to get the score. Now the bases both have freshmen on them on third and first. McKee, the freshman, at first, and B.B. DeShong at third. Again, one out. We are in the bottom of the fifth. Throw back to third here. That one almost just off the back right foot of B.B. DeShong. Heard a couple of whoop from the audience because, yeah, that one was awful close there. She was going in for a dive to third. That was a heck of a play by Swigert. Heads up. They tried to pick her off at third, but Speedy over there got back with a head first slide. And in the process, it allowed runner to go first to second. So now second and third with the one out. Well, Haverkamp here shows bunt on the 1-1 count. Might see a bunt on this third pitch as well. And kind of makes sense here. You might try to get one in, but I don't know. I think you still try to go for the big hit from the left-hander here in Haverkamp. She shows bunt, though, and she bats it down. The throw looks to hold off the third base runner. They'll throw it. I think they have it on time. Yes, they do. They make the double play to end the inning. Haverkamp thrown out at first, and then B.B. DeShong thrown out at home. That will end the inning. Just no runs.
A 1-3-2 double play, brother.
Oh, my gosh. Just a great way to end it there for the bottom of the fifth for the Eagles. Still, they lead 7-0. We go up to the top of the sixth here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Reagan Garrity back to work inside the circle for Nemaha Central. First pitch swinging for Silver Lake was Sailor Liggett, who pops out to short. So one pitch, one out here in the sixth. But the Eagles have dominated so far. They lead here at Nemaha Central 7-0.
as we'll flip it back to the top of the order with Kalen Haney with nobody on and one out here in the sixth.
Yeah, five innings with a hit here for the Silver Lake Eagles. They have went now four straight innings. They've scored a run, three runs in the second, one both in the third and fourth, and then the fifth, too.
And he tried a bunt, fouled it away. It's no balls, one strike. She doubled the lead off the game, grounded out to first, which brought in a run in the second, and then reached on an error in the fourth, and also had a stolen base in that frame as well.
Well, Haney steps up in the box, so I'm kind of believed here that she is not going for a slap hit. She's actually going for a proper stance hit here.
Batting from the left side against Garrity, the right-handed thrower. Here's the pitch, and it's popped up left side, deep on the infield, but still, again, it's going to be the shortstop and McKinley to make the catch. So two pops out. There are two have popped out to the shortstop, and quickly two up, two down here in the top of the sixth.
Well, if you like this, if you're Thunder, because, again, you kind of walked into the chance here that this one could have ended in the sixth, and now you have a chance maybe to get a three up and three down against Silver Lake Eagles, and you get two more chances at the at-bats to make up seven runs. And I think after that last inning, we saw a little spark there in the Thunder that, you know, could ignite a little more lightning in them.
So now that brings up Lowry, who has reached via the walk, and she hits this one out towards center field. Hamas coming in on the grass in a diving effort. It pops out of her glove and rolls back into the infield. Not sure if that's going to go as an error. That was a difficult play.
I think I would say that goes down as a hit. Hamas had to really run up for it and then kind of have to make a dive. I mean, she still had it on her glove, but it was roughly off the tip of it, and I feel like that was just a hard play to make.
So unofficially, we'll call it a single for Lowry with two outs, and that brings up Zordal. Mashed a home run to left field in the third inning. Outside of that, she is one for three. First pitch here to Zordal, missing outside for ball one. Or correction, a called strike.
Regardless of the hit or not, again, we've seen a couple of really hard drives out to center and also left field that have just been really tough plays to make.
Ground ball foul, a little bit out in front, and it's no balls, two strikes here on Zordal. Runner at first base is Lowry with two down here in the top of the sixth. Silver Lake leading here at Omaha Central 7-0. And both these teams undefeated coming into this matchup.
I just forgot to mention with Lowry, they had six straight innings recording a hit there for Silver Lake. The bat, despite it getting a little colder out here, it has not got hot for them.
Reaching and grounding it to short. Nice play by McKinley over to first in time for the out. So a two-out hit does no harm. Four faced by Reagan Garrity. Thunder bats, they got to wake up. We head to the home six here in Seneca. Silver Lake 7 and Omaha Central nothing.
April is National Donate Life Month. It's a time to honor those who have saved lives by becoming an organ, tissue, marrow, or blood donor. It's also a time to encourage more people to follow their heroic example. Registering at www.registerme.org as a donor is a gift to your family, giving them certainty of your decision to help others in need. It is also a symbol of hope to those awaiting a life-saving or healing transplant. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball here on KNCA continues this afternoon in Seneca. Crendon, Brandon, Kurt all with you. Six outs left here for Nemaha's offense. That's all they got to spare, and they got to make up a seven-run deficit. As Silver Lake, they have been dominant throughout. A 7-0 Silver Lake lead, as Kendra Cook has been dominant as well. Seven strikeouts, just three hits allowed, one walk. Trying to secure win number five on the young year for Silver Lake.
Well, right there, you just kind of took the words right out of my mouth. It's just been a quality starting day here for Cook. She's just done nothing but impressed, and she looks to go all seven innings here with, well, nothing but incredible level of play.
Well, here's a positive for Omaha Central. They got the top of the order here with Ava McKinley leading things off, and a swing and a miss at the first pitch, a fastball.
No balls and one strike. She does have one of the three Nemaha Central hits with a single in the third. And that one's a called strike, just catching the outside corner. And now McKinley quickly down 0-2. Bottom of the sixth inning, 7-0 Silver Lake. Here's the 0-2. Popped up. And it's going to be shallow left field. Pretty easy play for Wendy to make the catch. Four out number one. That'll bring up Marin Heinen, who is 0-2, a strikeout and a pop out to short.
It's been a pretty easy day there for the outfield for Silver Lake. They haven't had to get too much involved in this one. It's just been kind of mostly in the infield. And then also, again, just off that right arm from Cook with seven strikeouts. She's just been so great today inside the circle.
First pitch to Heinen. Fastball taken all the way for a called strike. Well, another big difference in this game, Crendon, Nemaha Central, four errors. Silver Lake's defense, no errors.
Yeah, you can't just contribute the at-bat and say that that was kind of the reason. Again, that those defensive errors will count.
Here's a slow roller left side. Lowry fields and fires in time to get the speedy Heinen for out number two.
And you look at that defensive field here for Silver Lake and just how efficient they've been. I mean, Lowry and Hyman have had such a great connection from third base to first, and even Zordell's got a couple of good looks. So I haven't seen a lot from Liggett, but again, just the fielding on the interior here in the dirt has just been, really flawless.
It's been very good for Silver Lake here in this one. First pitch here to Hermish is fouled away for strike one. Struck out looking in the first and grounded out to third in the fourth. She is 0-2.
That's what makes a team like Silver Lake going to be so dangerous as they go on the year and try to look back to that state title is their ability to be able to play behind a quality pitcher. I mean, you can. It's one thing to have a great pitcher, but it's one thing to put a cast around them because really the star of the show is nothing without their supporting cast. And I think the roles here on Silver Lake, they feel very nicely.
One ball, one strike here on Hermish. Going to pop this one, foul territory, and an underhand catch on the run by Swigert. That was an impressive defensive play to end the inning. So three up, three down once again. Cook dealing. And we head to the seventh inning here in Seneca with Silver Lake leading it 7-0.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank & Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank & Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball here on KNCA alongside Crendon Prophet, Brandon Tam, and Kirk Kilman in studio. Impressive showing for Silver Lake here on the road at Nemaha Central. The Eagles coming up here on the top of the seventh with a 7-0 lead on NC. It'll be 4, 5, and 6, starting with Kendra Cook, who's been so good inside the circle. And Garrity's first pitch is a called strike in the seventh inning is underway.
Well, again here, for the Thunder, again, trying to overcome a 7-0 deficit in the seventh inning, it's tough to do. You want to stay positive and try to still get that win, but I think that the bigger task here for Thunder is clean up those errors, get through a defensive outing where there's just no errors, you're clean up on the throws and the board, and you will, you know, have a nice inning.
Here's a pop-up, left side of the infield, and a nice running catch on the edge of the grass by McKinley for out number one here in the seventh.
I think that's a good start. McKinley, again, she got had an error not too long ago that allowed to a run to score from third. But right there, nice job tracking a little out past the dirt track. But, again, she just did a nice job to keep it in her glove.
Here is Swigert, the catcher, who made a fantastic running catch in foul territory in that last half inning. Now comes up here, nobody on, one out here in the seventh. Her team leading it on the road 7-0.
Yeah, it was really impressive. Even the umpire looked at us and put up a thumbs up, like, "Hey, man, that was pretty good." I'm just like, "Yeah, it was pretty good." I mean, you don't really see a catch like that. It was just like up in the air. She just stuck her glove out for it, just reaching for it. She'd even looked up in the air for it. So
yeah, it was great. Didn't have enough time. Couldn't even take the helmet off to see. So
no.
Another ground ball. This time under the glove of McKinley and out in the left for a one-out base runner. Probably going to go down as an error by the shortstop. So Swigert's on.
Yeah, I had a slow enough of a roll there. I think McKinley just didn't really dig her glove deep enough in the ground. Not sure if she was thinking there was going to be a little bounce on it, but again, it just went right under there, just right off the grills of the glove. So I like to see her try to make a deeper scoop right there and hopefully clean up that play as she's starting there at shortstop in the second game, because really, again, those errors, they have led to a lot of unfortunate opportunities to be given up to the Eagles. But if you're the Eagles, well, they are fortunate opportunities.
See our third courtesy runner of the day for Silver Lake. This is going to be Marley Vandevelde, a senior on the base pass now, taking the spot of Swigert, who's reached in three of her four at-bats. So Vandevelde at first base with one out, and here is Savannah Wendy.
I'd like to see they've worked in a different base runner for her kind of every time here, and only one having scored. That was Thompson back in the fifth inning there. But, you know, Mace, she had a good run, but she was thrown out at third down the second.
7-0 Silver Lake batting in the top of the seventh inning. One on and one out. Garrity's pitch is a ground ball. Left side, McKee Fields going to second for one. Doesn't have time for the double play, but they get the lead run for out number two.
That's a good play by Burkett, and just kind of holding off there, not making the unnecessary play to throw it to first.
So they get Vandevelde again, the courtesy runner out at second base. Wendy at first, two down. Here is Platt. Looks like we may have another courtesy runner here for... Nope, we won't. Or wait, we do.
I think they're just trying to get it called here. The
McKenna Harris is the new runner at first base.
Yeah, I've seen four different courtesy runners here coming in this game.
Okay. And then we got a new hitter here for Platt, as it's Michaela Connor who's going to bat here.
Yeah, Michaela Connor, she again plays out in right field. She's a flex player, getting her first at bat here for the Thunder.
Taking the spot of Platt, who had a sacrifice fly earlier in the game, also had a run scored, so Kayla Connor now steps in with two outs, and she laces this one to the gap in left center, and it drops in for a hit.
Right there, big impressive hit by, again, as you mentioned, Connor, who, again, it wasn't on this batting lineup through the rest of the six innings here. And for her, Memphis Pratt, the DP, and she went 0-for-2 at the at-bat, but now here you put in a good maybe spark of energy.
Harris, the courtesy runner, goes first to third. It's a single by Connor, and she reaches second on the throw to third. Now here's Paige Hyman with two on and two out here in the seventh, with Silver Lake leading 7-0. First pitch called strike here. Hyman, two singles, two runs scored, and two RBIs. Very productive game number one for her. Bats from the right side, closed a little bit on the stance. A heavy bend over the plate. Garrity's pitch. This is demolished out into the gap in right center. It one hops the fence. Here's the throw into second and not in time. Four RBIs in the game for Paige Hyman. This time she drives in two on a double, and Silver Lake's lead is 9-0.
Well, they've officially, you know, it's been a great day for them. Seven innings, seven hits recorded. Just really an overall great day here for the Eagles, as they have really just been able to not only trace the base paths well, but also just be able to get on the bases as well.
Here is Liggett now stepping in, the freshman second baseman who has reached via the double, and now she just poked this one into shallow left field inside the line, and the run is in, and it's 10-0. That's your ball game, folks. Or no, it's not.
Well, we're in the top of the inning.
We're in the top, so we still get a bat.
It definitely would have ended possibly if you were talking about the sixth, but, you know, still going the full innings here, but really kind of does feel like the end of the game. Thunder just it's hard to try to come back from a 10-run deficit. But, again, I talked about it. Just at this point, you're just looking to find the positives, continue to try to, especially when you get on the offensive side of the at-bat, you know, get it hot. Try to build a little bit of a spark there so you can turn it into a good fire going in that second game. But also defensively here, minimize the mistakes. We saw an error again in this inning, and it's just, you know, you want to start trying to eliminate those.
So we're going to have a pitch hitter here for Haney at the top of the lineup again with a 10-0 Silver Lake lead here in the seventh. And it's going to be Peyton May, the freshman, who we saw as a courtesy runner earlier in the game. We'll get our first at bat here. The runner at second base. It's an RBI single for Liggett, and then got the second on the throw back in. And now there's a swing and a miss by May for strike one.
Good spot to try to get out of this one for Garrity. She's looking to go all seven innings here, and still it's been a little bit of a rough day for her, but you look at the errors, and this one could at least be a little closer game. And also you look at that run support help that just hasn't been there.
Here's the throw, steal attempt, and in time for the out. Nicely done by Hermish to throw out the runner at second, and that ends the inning. So one more opportunity here for Nemaha Central, but three more runs have scored. A dominant showing here in the seventh for Silver Lake. They lead here at Nemaha Central 10-0.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands, ours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball here on KNZA. Brandon, Crendon, Kurt all with you. Silver Lake, three outs away from going to 5-0. And given Nemaha Central their first loss of the year, the Eagles have dominated this game today. They lead it 10-0 as Reagan Garrity steps in against Kendra Cook. First pitch by Cook is in there for a called strike. Garrity 0 for 2, a strikeout and a ground out. And, Crendon, you can tell Cook has not lost any velocity on that fastball.
No, you can argue it's sometimes even gotten a little bit faster here, but even on her other pitches, she just went for the rise ball right there. It still looks really just as well pitched as the rest of them. So she's done a really good job here. And then Silver Lake, they've just been such a great team here ever since joining in and, you know, converting this into the Big East and dominating really all kind of the sports sides. And here they even come in softball, and they are going to have a great season ahead of themselves.
There's a swing and a miss by Garrity. One ball, two strikes here in the bottom of the seventh. Silver Lake, a 10-0 lead. That one just missed outside, 2-2. Burkitt and Haverkamp also do up in the inning for the Thunder. And, of course, we'll wrap up our broadcast when this game is done, but these two teams will play a second game about 25 or so minutes afterwards, and there's a called strike three on the outside corner. Eight strikeouts for Cook.
They hadn't recorded one since that fourth inning, but that's where you kind of go into that back cast of crew there for the Silver Lake Eagles. With Lowry, Liggett, Zordal, and Hyman all defending in the interior field, how well the job they've done playing off those contact hits. And, you know, it puts a lot of confidence there in your pitcher. Now she's going to try to deliver the strikeout blows here in the final.
First pitch here to Burkitt is low and inside for ball one. She is 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a fly out to left. Now, again, the errors did not help Nemaha Central today. Not all the runs were certainly earned going against Garrity, but Silver Lake, they have played clean on the defensive side. Next pitch a little bit up and out, and it's 2-0.
Yeah, Thunder, I believe we have about five errors, Eagles none. Again, you contribute that as well, and also still the at-bat. You'd like to see a little bit of run support here in this bottom inning.
That one's drilled out in the left field for a hit. A one-out single by Burkett, just over the outstretched arm of Zordal at short, who nearly made a leaping catch. So one-out base runner here in the bottom of the seventh for Nemaha Central.
Yeah, just the fourth hit of the game here for the Thunder, but you'd like to see Burkett again. She's 0-for-2 going up in that at-bat, finally got her hit, and I feel like that's kind of what you want to see here. You know, start getting your first hits at this point, because as you go into the second game, I'm not sure if Cook's going to go maybe a second game, see how many innings that she can go. She looks great. There's no really count on softball. You can go two games if you wanted to. It'd be interesting to kind of see what that looks like. Silver Lake, they do have a game on Monday. Thunder, they don't have a game for a week and a half. Their next one be at Sabetha, the 14th of this month. So, again, Silver Lake, a little more of a quicker turnaround, but I feel like if you have that comfortability, you probably go that second game in with Cook. It'd be interesting to see what Thunder does here with Garrity. Maybe the same.
Yeah, runner at first and one out here in the bottom of the seventh. It's been all Silver Lake. They lead it 10-0 as Cook tries to shut the door here, but just gave up a one-out single to Burkett. Just the fourth hit allowed in the first pitch by Haverkamp, or the first pitch by Cook to Haverkamp, is fouled away for strike one. Sadie Haverkamp, the senior, drew a walk in her last at-bat, the only walk given up by Cook today. Also has a ground out to second. Next pitch, a little bit high, and it's 1-1.
Yeah, she got out on a 1-3-2 double play in that fifth inning. What an incredible defensive play there just put together by the Eagles. They've done just such a really incredible job overall on the defensive side.
Next pitch, fouled back into the net, and it's 1-2. Now, you mentioned a little bit of a gap after tonight for Nemaha Central. They'll be off for about 10 days. April 14th at Sabetha will be their next matchup after tonight. And Silver Lake quick turnaround against the rival Rossville on Monday afternoon. This one is hit to the right side, fielded, and thrown to first for the second out. Nice play by Liggett at second. So Nemaha Central down to their final out.
Runner in scoring position. I know there's two outs here, but, you know, Corlin Nordis, she's still searching for her first base hit today, 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a ground out and a 1-3 play. So I think Nordis here, the young sophomore, you just look to try to, you know, bat a nice hit, pick some swings for it, your last out. Just look to get that first and only maybe only run on the board, but, yeah, get it going.
First pitch, fastball missing up for ball number one, Caroline Nordis, the sophomore, as you mentioned, 0-for-2 today. Strikeout back in the third, ground out in the fifth. Silver Lake and out away from putting this game away. Next one a little bit outside, and it's 2-0. Well, again, Cook trying to go the distance, giving up just four hits, one walk, eight strikeouts. Defense has played superb behind her with no errors. Here's a 2-0. That one is in there for a called strike. And now 2-1 on Nordis. They'll see our first Twin Valley League broadcast on Monday. Crendon will have Centralia and Onega. That'll be on 92.1 KMZA. That'll be Monday at 4:30. Next pitch, swing and a miss by Nordis. So down to the final strike potentially for Nemaha Central here. Be the first loss of the season for NC. And it would keep Silver Lake undefeated. 2-2. Just held the check swing, and the count runs full. 3-2.
Yeah, great recognition there by Nordis holding off from that high riser. So it'll be interesting to see what Cook goes for. But if you follow a little bit of the pattern recognition, I think she goes into the fastball and full count to try to end it.
Burkett at second. 3-2. Two outs in the seventh. Low and inside, ball four.
It looks like she was trying to put it inside. She shook off the hand after that. So maybe she was trying to go for that fastball pitch. It's still a fastball, just a little inside. And I guess just her second walk of the game.
Yeah, just the second walk issued by Cook. So now first and second, two down here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Silver Lake 10, Nemaha Central nothing.
Well, it's a freshman who has the only multi-hit game here for Thunder with two singles.
Yeah, how about Kennedy McKee, the freshman, 2-for-2, two singles, and she fouls away the first pitch here to make it 0-1.
She even had a nice steal to second base in that fifth inning. So, again, she's a great base runner, great batter. A lot of great upcoming years here for the Thunder. She's having a good night here against a very tough
Eagles team.
Another foul. Excuse me, another foul. And it's quickly 0-2, though.
I'm sure a player like McKee, you know, if she's really this great at bat, I'm sure in the coming years as she, you know, kind of grows older here, you might see her at the top of the order as a leadoff batter, and I think you really will see that. So here she earns opportunities at the bottom, but I'm sure she is capable of being a leadoff hitter.
Here's an 0-2. Called strike three on the outside corner, and the game is over. A dominant effort by Kendra Cook. She goes 7 innings, 9 strikeouts, gives up just 4 hits and no runs. Well, a 10-0 Silver Lake win, and we'll recap it when we come back here on KNZA.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And our last time up here on KNZA for today, Crendon, Brandon, Kurt all with you. A dominant performance here. It goes 7 innings, but Silver Lake, they go to 5-0 on the year and give Nemaha Central their first loss of the year. Thunder now 6-1 after a 10-0 Silver Lake win.
Oh, what a dominant game there for Silver Lake. I mean, they had a hit in every single inning in all seven. They just finished the night absolutely monstrosity with the hits there for themselves at the at-bat. I believe recording 8 hits on the game, 9 hits on the day. So, again, great day for the Eagles. A little multi-hit game. Then you credit there Paige Hyman, who had 3 hits, 3 runs scored, also 4 RBIs. Just a great day for her, a star player there for the Silver Lake Eagles. But, again, Thunder, you know, they are playing against a team that, you know, has a chance to go back to state this year, going into state-caliber team. So I think you don't hold it too much over yourself. You know, you're now just 6-1 on the year and 4-1 the Big East. You're still a team that really will look to compete at the top of the league, and I think they have a really good shot at doing so. You got a lot of great players. You got a great freshman in Kenny McHugh. You had a multi-hit day with 2 singles. I think upcoming here, Thunder, they're going to be a great team with you know, just kind of some force and more discipline. You look back at the errors on this game, about roughly 5 errors, most of them contributing to runs, maybe about 3 or 4 truly earned runs here for Silver Lake in this game. It was rough, and then no run support also never helps.
Yeah, so again, when you just look down the lineup a little bit, again, the 12 hits with the 10 runs for Silver Lake here today. Again, no errors on the defensive side. They left 5 on base, and then Nemaha Central, no runs, 4 hits. They had the 5 errors, and then the 5 left on base as well. A couple of highlights for Silver Lake here today. Again, the home run by Taylor Zordel in the 3rd inning. And we just got word that the second game has been canceled.
Yep.
Did you get the word there?
Yeah, we just got it from the coach. He just told me that the second game is canceled here. I know the The men's baseball game is going on. They just went into their second game. Silver Lake leads 5-0.
Give you a reason?
No, she just came up to me and just said
second game.
So there's only the first game. So we're here for the only broadcast, first game.
Okay. Well, we're here for one broadcast, of course, but they're not going to play a second game here with the softball side for Nemaha and Silver Lake. So something to keep note on that. But again, just going back to some of the tidbits here, mentioned Taylor Zordle, her one hit, a home run in the third. But Paige Hyman, she kind of took the show. Three hits, three runs, four RBIs. She had a double and two singles. That's the offensive MVP for Silver Lake. And then Kendra Cook, all seven innings inside the circle, gives up no runs, four hits, two walks, and nine strikeouts. As we just mentioned, they're not going to play a second game here in this, what was supposed to be the doubleheader, but they will not play a second game here for Nemaha Central and Silver Lake softball. So, again, that does it for us here on KNCA. Again, I mentioned a little bit ago that we'll be inside the TVL on Monday. Crendon heading over to Onega as the Buffaloes take on Centralia. That'll be a baseball broadcast on Monday. That'll be on 92.1 KMCA. So that's coming up next in terms of our baseball and softball broadcasts. So that's going to wrap it up for us here tonight in Seneca. Again, the final tallies here. Silver Lake, they go to 5-0. And 5-0 in league play. 10 runs, 12 hits, no errors. They left five on base. Nemaha Central, their first loss of the year. They dropped to 6-1 and 4-1 in league play. No runs, four hits, five errors, and they left five on base. For Captain Kirk Kilman, Crendon Prophet, I'm Brandon Tadman. Thanks for listening to High School Softball Today here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.